normal local church without government and without territorial power would not be able to function at this hour. I know you love your old patterns, but the Lord patterns changes. It's a stronger dimension. And we'll find out that a church of this nature have to operate from within. From within, not the outward appearances of having a form of godliness, but no power. Y'all, let me talk with y'all a minute. And so apostolically, you're going to have prophetic revelation, apostolic wisdom, and pastoral care connected to both of them.
Yes, sir.
Prophetic revelation, apostolic wisdom, and pastoral care connected to the prophet and the apostle. That's the only way it's going to happen. Traditionally, I'm going to read a few things to you this morning. In these last days, the church is going to suffer if she don't walk in the right realm. Believers going to be without. They're going to be running around like sinners with their tradition of prayer, trying to make something happen, and live no different than those who are defeated. Now, you can choose to be a victim or to live victoriously. It's up to you. But the same old song, the same old sermons are not going to work because the waves are changing. And as the power of the enemy increase, the power of the church must increase. You understand that? So I have to teach you how to function from within. Now, I'm not going to bear tradition for nobody. All right, what the Lord tell me to do. So, revelation will have to saturate the spiritual climate. In other words, you as a believer need to be soaked in power. Great supernatural power is coming our way. You got to get ready for it. Where you as a saint of God will allow the Holy Spirit to speak and operate through you. You all he has. But you have to know how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit to go beyond the normal Sunday morning service. Let me read a few things to you now. We'll sit down in a minute. The fullness of the prophetic and apostolic dimension will be birthed before the breaking forth of this new day of the Lord. It will set the pace for the emerging of the governing apostolic anointing to impact the cities and influence the nation. The little local church is over. You know, mom and them. Grow by a baby being born in the family. Nobody from out, nobody come. You see, this church has become lighter. The atmosphere is conducive. I don't know, maybe somebody left. But last Sunday before last, all during the Prosperity Revival, there's a light. This morning, you're going to see it. There's a lightness. There's not a confusion in the atmosphere. You got to know what you want, man. What you here for? See, you got to know what you want. You got to know what you're looking for. So I believe we're about to see a governing church that will become the spiritual womb to bring to birth the greatest manifestation of apostolic power the nation have ever seen. I want to show you something because we accept too much. Let me show you something. The churches in many lands will rise against all limitation, restriction, fear of men, and religious hierarchy, that you call it? Yeah. And to fulfill their destiny in God. Now listen, the years ahead of us are years of prophetic drama. We'll see unusual manifestation of God's power, creating a holy fear in the house of God. We will see the manifested presence of God in our midst. We will rise to the maturity of childlikeness in character, paving the way for a covenant relationship to be birthed in this church, his church. Childlikeness, you see. Teach me something. I want you to listen very closely now, then I'm going to pray. I want you to listen very closely. The revealing of Christ in and through the human bodies of the saint will allow the Holy Spirit to speak through the saints in apostolic power and authority. Now listen very carefully. You're going to miss it if you don't hear it. The removing of the anointing from churches and ministers will be the beginning of God's judgment in his house. Some will fall away. Others will be prematurely removed. That's dead. God killing some preachers. Preachers losing their lives because they're not doing what God tell them to do. They got to get out the way. Yet others are sidestepped and sidelined. Many previously, thank God, fallen will be restored into a greater portion of anointing because of their deep repentance and willing to yield to God's original call. There will be a release of the greatest manifestation of revelation and power gifts the world has ever seen. These demonstrations of supernatural power will bring in the greatest harvest of soul into his kingdom. I saw five people saved personally last week. Lift your hand. I hope you're in that 300. Father, at this moment, there are people you're choosing to go to the next level. You know who they are. You know what need to be done to their hearts and their mind, their souls, that they can stand the turbulence of changes, get into a higher height. Sometimes you have to go through the clouds to get to a higher heights where it's smooth and where the sun's shining. Sometimes you got to go through clouds to get from under the cloud where you can see the sun shining. There are men and women you have raised up here in this church and around the world that listened to me this morning, that you have chosen them for this hour. Different waves of the enemy is moving through the church, and the church don't even know how to handle it. I ask that you touch these people this morning as you took Moses' spirit and put on 70. May my anointing be placed on the members here who are ready to go. May they have the self-same anointing, the self-mind. May we be able to operate as one man, not worrying about nothing around us, knowing that we have the power to walk through it. Thank you this morning. A lot of levels you brought us through. And, my goodness. And there are visitors here. You brought here just for this morning. I know that. There are changes being made. And so this church is changing the life of people with the word of God. We have to change and change and change because you're not through with us yet. Thank you for the leaders in this church. Thank you for the Minister of Health ministers in this church. Thank you for the intercessors who are praying 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. I watch them pray. preparing the atmosphere for this ministry. They're around the world praying right now. So thank you this morning as we, the praise got to step up. We know that. The worship got to step up. The musician, everybody got to step up and play to the glory of thine. So I thank you this morning that your healing power is all over this place. That to meet needs, your power is here. But we had to tap into it. Oh, my goodness. We had to permit the Holy Spirit to have free course and the buck tradition and the buck religion. Push it out of the way. That the book of Acts can come back. And that the apostles and prophets and the teachers and the evangelists and the pastors and those who are called the seals can see things out of the ordinary. Thank you for this. Thank you for Word of Life Christian Center. Thank you for ever-increasing words. You call us. Thank you for LTMA. Thank you. You call us for reading the School of Ministry. Thank you. You call us for a reason, Lord. Let the fire burn. Let the various winds blow prophetically in this house. Let us be a blessing to the territory. To Darrow, to Hereville, to Gonzales, to Baton Rouge, New Orleans, all the surrounding area, North Louisiana, Mississippi, everywhere. Cut! Pop! In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you may be seated. I want to deal with Jesus' ministry. It was different. And it was set up for us to live by. Jesus kept breaking the seals of the mysteries, plural. Seals is plural. Mysteries is plural. Breaking the seals of the mysteries of the supernatural power of God. He kept doing that, and in doing that, it was frightening. All the scribes and the Pharisees, I mean, they were frightened, man. They couldn't understand. Jesus kept doing things that was not ordinary. There's one or two words I want you to write down that about to happen to your life. Uncommon, unusual, unshakable, unstoppable. When you function in the realm of the Spirit as a believer, those words become a part of your life. You don't live a common life. You don't live a usual life. You don't live a shakable life, no matter what comes. And you don't live in a stoppable realm. See, now all your problems just evaporated.
That's right.
Yeah, see. Because Jesus' ministry was unusual. He would do things, organize religion. He would mess their mind up. I mean, the priests and all of them, they wanted to kill him. They finally killed him, but it was a setup. So I want you to look at, I want to make a statement to you. And then I'm going to use some of the things. I got to go back and teach. The Lord said, go over the stuff. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John was Jesus going over his supernatural life. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He was actually repeating his supernatural life through different vessels to give you a clear view of it. But he never preached nothing new. He kept preaching the same thing. My spiritual father was like that. He would teach the same lesson almost every time, but it just so much revelation and power came out of it. Because we are a world of too much information and not enough revelation. And so I want to deal with some things this morning about breaking those seals of the mysteries of the supernatural power of God or the supernatural realm of God or the supernatural God. There's some things that we need to have in our life functioning supernaturally, not just a normal church-going member, you see. Back in the day, I told you about, and I want you to write it down, accessing and activating your supernatural rights. Write that down, because I want all that included here. What I'm going to teach you now about this breaking the supernatural seal, you're going to know how to activate, access and activate your supernatural rights. Your supernatural rights. All right? Let me give you a definition before I give you a scripture of the supernatural from a perspective that the Holy Spirit revealed to me this morning. The supernatural is the ability of God being released to produce. The supernatural is the ability of God being released to produce. Being released to what?
Produce.
Uncommon, unusual, unshakable, and unstoppable living. Let me go over that again, because I got a last part to go to this definition. You're not going to find a definition in the book, Dan, that the Lord gave it to me this morning about the supernatural. The supernatural is the ability, or let's put the abilities of God being released to produce uncommon, unusual, unshakable, and unstoppable living to bring glory to God, carrying out his will on purpose in his power. I'm looking at your faces. You're not even here. Look at, I'm going to read this one more time. I can't read this all the morning. The supernatural is the abilities of God being released to produce uncommon, unusual, unshakable, and unstoppable living to bring glory to God, carrying out his will on purpose in his power. What? Yeah. All right, I got to give you the rest of it then. Because I'm going to look, we're going to go to look at Jesus' supernatural ministry in a few minutes. Remember, your invisible power is from within that function in the realm of the spirit. Your invisible power is from within. You can't see it, but it's there. Every one of you who are a child of God, you have invisible power on the inside of you that can't be stopped. No matter what the devil make up his mind to try to do, he can't stop you. Now, watch what I say now, because this is just going to be, you're going to catch this. The problem is we try to deal with effect with effects. And don't know the cause. So when you're fighting problems, those problems is an effect, but something has caused them. And so as long as you're on the outside trying to deal with it, you're going to get whipped. You better talk to me up in here. See, a lot of time, y'all, outside praying. Outside confessing. Because you're still looking at the problem. When you're really confessing, you won't look at the problem no more. When you're really praying, once you prayed about it, you don't look at it anymore. I don't care what it do. I don't care how you feel, how much it hurt. I don't care who not there, who left, who coming back. You're in another realm. You just don't care. You know you got the victory. I get drunk in y'all by myself this morning. You see, we're fighting on the outside. The outside is not the problem. The outside cannot solve the problem. Yes, how it was given to me. We must stop dealing with unwanted effects, but know how to release causes that changes and reclaim the effect we want. So the cause of the supernatural If you want to live supernaturally effectively, it's going to have to be from within. All this outside religious garb is not going to produce a supernatural. I don't care what kind of collar you wear, you know, what kind of robe you wear, or how long you stay there. That's not going to start. The supernatural is from within. Say that. You don't have no problem. God can't handle them. What I said?
No problem. God can't.
Say it. I don't have no problem. God can't handle
them.
I just have to handle it from the right place. I must start living from the inside. Stop looking at sounds and effect. You can change it. I said, you can change it. Are you with me? I'm going to take you to three scriptures, but I'm going to propose something to you that you need to know. Why are people fearful of the supernatural? They don't know what it is, and they don't know how it works. So they're afraid of it, all right? Mark chapter 2, verse 12. I cut the board out so y'all can go ahead and have some attention here for a while. Y'all ain't getting no board. This ain't no Sunday school. Mark chapter 2. Y'all be writing notes, ain't paying no attention to me. An anointing on me. They ain't on the board. Here's the footnote from a supernatural act of Jesus that created a supernatural manifestation on a lame man. Verse 12, I love it. Mark 2:12. And this is what happened when the supernatural started functioning. Now these, even religious folk here, they don't know what's happening. Jesus have shifted. Jesus broke a seal of a mystery of the supernatural power of God and how it worked. When you're dealing with something, all you have to do is know how to break a seal. How many of y'all want to know how to break a seal of a supernatural power that can cause things to happen supernaturally? We outside dealing with the effect. Break a seal. Everything you're dealing with, there's a seal to deal with it in the supernatural. Sound good. I'm going to break a seal for this deal. So that sounds good, don't it? Now here, after Jesus broke a supernatural seal of the mysteries of the power of God, it says in the 12th verse, and immediately he arose, that lame man, you had to read it, took up the bed and went before them all, in so much that they were what?
All amazed.
They were all amazed. Have you amazed anybody lately? Have anybody asked you who is your God? Have anybody ever asked you lately, how are you walking so close to Jesus? You can't answer that, can you? No, because you ain't breaking no seal. You're singing a Sam song, listening to the Sam sermon with a God that's so wide you can't run out of him. So why would you park in one spot with a God so wide and so blessed and so amazing? Why would you set up a Sam routine with a God who wants you to live by revelation? A God who wants you to live on fresh stuff. Every day, every moment, every hour, every second, every turn, every time you wake up, every time you lay down, God wants to give you something fresh. Act as if God have run out. So we go down the same old route, the same old path, doing the same old thing, and don't even see an iota of how big our God is. You understand what I'm saying? Routine, religion, tradition. My song, your song. What about God's song? I want you to tell somebody, I believe we're going to break a seal of me here this morning. They're going to deal with what I'm dealing with. Woo! You ready, Grant? We can break a seal of me here this morning. See, Jesus was constantly breaking supernatural seals of the mysteries of his Father, that his Father can handle anything. And so Jesus was, Jesus wasn't a regular dude. They couldn't figure him out. And so, no, he wasn't regular. They couldn't figure him out, man. You didn't know what Jesus was going to bring out the head. And our lives are so routine. Everybody knows she's going to turn left. Watch what happened here. And this man whom seemed impossible to walk. And Jesus talked to him. Jesus said, look at 11 for you. I said unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, go thy way into the down house. That's simple, isn't it? And immediately he arose, just talked to him, took up the bed, and went forth before him, them all, on purpose. They want them all to see it. Insomuch that they were all amazed. Look what he did. And glorifying God, saying, what did he say? Come on, what they saying over here? What that mean?
Never like that before. Something new, something different.
Fresh.
The supernatural will set your life in a new fashion.
Yes, sir.
Write that down.
I agree.
Write that down. The supernatural will set your life in a new fashion. It will change the wardrobe of your life. I'm not talking about your clothes. I'm talking about what's happening in your life. What's happening in your soul? What's happening in your body? What's happening in your heart?
Come on, Dad.
We've never seen it on this fashion. And it kept happening. Everywhere he went. The church had become a form and a fashion of the natural. Everybody copying off everybody else. Every local church won't be just alike. So you come and you want me to be like them. I'm not. Did you feel that power move around in here this morning? Huh? You can get healing in here this morning. You can get help in here this morning. You hear me, visitor? You can be helped in here this morning. Because the Holy Spirit is in there. May something happen in your life that create the fashion of God. May God give you a new set of lungs. That's the way God operates. Huh? A new heart. A new liver. A new kidney. He said, we never seen it on this fashion. You're supposed to come to church and see something you've never seen before. But if you pull down what your traditional religion shut down, you're not going to see it.
That's real. That's real.
I'll be sure you know the scripture. Don't help. Oh, yes, sir. Glory to God. Yes, sir. Rosa tata tata. What you say? Let me show you another scripture. Turn to Luke 5. Luke chapter 5. Hallelujah. And somebody got a seal going to be broken here this morning. Is it a seal for your manifestation? A seal to answer that last prayer you prayed. I have to say it like he said to me. The seal that's going to get that monkey off your back. There are multitude of supernatural seals of mysteries waiting for someone to break them. You have to be trained how to break them, because you're not going to train them in religion. You're not going to break them in religion. Huh? You're not going to break them in the natural. Receive that. You're not going to break them in the natural. You're not going to break them singing the same song. You got to go up there and catch something. Something spitting heaven out. You know that? Something excited, man. Something real. How many of y'all ready for something real, man? Yeah. See, every now and then I got to holler. Y'all excuse me. See? Look where you are now. You're on the edge of your seat right now. You see? Because you know there's more to God than you've been seeing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, you got the scripture? Luke 5. Mm-hmm. Mm. Look at verse 24. I'll just say, but that you may know that the Son of Man has power upon earth to forgive sins. He said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy couch, and go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them and took up that whereon he lay and departed his own house, glorifying God. Now look at verse 26. Jesus kept breaking these seals. And they were all what?
Amazed.
When the last time you was amazed at church? Sung Amazing Grace. But that wasn't so amazing. Something need to happen. If it's such a thing as God needing his prop, something need to happen to give God his prop. How many understand that language? To give God the place he deserved in our midst. He said, if two or three gather in my name, I'd be in the midst. God never shows up to do nothing. Y'all know we got more than two or three in here, right? What was your last amazing moment in the spirit? What film was you looking at in the spirit realm that became amazing to you? When was your last contact with God amazing? And I'm talking about beyond feeling. I'm talking about something happened out of the ordinary. When was the last time you felt like when you first got born again? You remember that day? I had a day that day, boy. Let me repeat something to set you free. The attacks, the circumstances, and the situation you dealing with in life are all effects. That you have called. By not rightly handling the word of God. How many ready for a change? I don't care whether you're ready or not, I'm going anyway. Tell somebody next to you that. I don't care whether you're ready or not, I'm going anyway. They don't let you hold me by down here. And the Lord's about to do something, and you're going to sit up beside me talking about, I don't know, God. But I'm telling you right now, you're not speaking for me. See, people talk about, oh my, get this, going to another level. No, let's go to another depth. See, the deeper you go, the higher you can grow. You see, we cannot be trying to build these skyscrapers on a weak foundation. So we need to go deep before we go up. He said he teaches us the deep things of God. And what is 1 Corinthians 2? He talked about the deep things of God. We got to go down deeper. They were all amazed and they glorified God. I mean, verse 26. And were filled with fear, saying. Look what they said. They come to your church. You don't see this. We have seen strange things today. Now remember the other statement. What other statement was? That's the Bible talking to your life. Your life need to be producing things that people say, I've never seen it on that fashion. Your life need to be producing the way you live, the way you trust God, the way God manifested and demonstrated in your life. Is there, I've seen strange things today. Fact is, no blessing from God should be strange to you. God have fashioned you to live like Jesus in power and demonstration of the goodness of God. Cause of everything you desire or need or dream about is in you. And it's not going to happen unless you activate it. One of the ways you activate it is through your thinking. We've seen strange things today. That's the way Jesus rolled, man. Jesus had religion say, "What? We never did this." Never seen it on this fashion. Most of the church lived normal lives. They couldn't tell it was a Christian by their lifestyle. Until they opened their mouth and talked about, I'm a child of God. Me, I love the Lord. Yeah, so I sure can show life sure ain't telling me that you love the Lord. Yeah. I'm going deeper. Say, I'm going deeper. In the spirit. In the word. In the way of God. Ain't nobody got no time to get sick and die right in the middle of their life. You 85, 90 years old, you just right in the middle of your life. Phew. You know why these things been happening? Huh? Because we didn't pay attention to Jesus. We're having church. Let me show you one more scripture and I'm going to give you some things that are going to rock your boat. And need to be rock. Rock me, baby. Rock me all night long. Matthew 9, verse 8. Oh, my goodness. I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I mean, my type of atmosphere here now. Oh, my goodness. I want to see something I've never seen before. Huh? You ready? Shokoroba. Turn to Matthew 9. Turn to Matthew 9. I feel sorry for people who haven't regular church this morning. How many of y'all gonna break a seal for that situation you're dealing with? See, the Holy Spirit is gonna help you. The Holy Spirit is a divine seal breaker. See, the Holy Spirit knows exactly what to do about everything, every time, all the time, on time. Help! Help me, somebody. See, the Holy Spirit knows how to do everything all the time, on time. And so the Holy Spirit, whatever you're dealing with, the Holy Spirit is here this morning to help you break the seal of the mystery of what you need to do to cause it to happen. Well, you're getting more than your bargain for this morning. I said, man, I thought we were going to go through service here, but man, he's talking about breaking some seals here, taking me somewhere I've never been before. You think you're normal, but you're not. You're not normal. It's just been normal teaching. Keep you normal. Ooh. I feel the glory, man. Huh? It looks like something about to happen, don't it? Yeah, it is. Something is about to happen. Ah! Don't let me go here by myself. Y'all come go with me. I just naming out. Somebody get healed right now. Just call it out, you know. Get healed. Get healed. Somebody get set free right now. Somebody don't like the situation you're living in. Straighten it out, Lord. We need some power up in here. Holy Ghost power. May I say something to you?
Yes, sir.
You better write it down. This is your prophetic moment. This is your prophetic moment. God is about to reveal something to you. You're going to have a wisdom to deal with something like you never dealt with it before. You're going to say the right word at the right time and be still and let God be God. The argument is over. Yes, listen. When the answer comes from God, the argument is over. Whoever opposed you have to argue by themselves because you got the answer. This is your prophetic moment. You will operate in apostolic wisdom on whatever you need to deal with. Can I get an amen over here somewhere? When we talking about a prophetic moment, we ain't talking about no. A moment that is revealed to you, then combined with apostolic wisdom to do something that never been done on this fashion. You have people saying, when she show up, strange things happen. Because you are a carrier of God's glory. Are you hearing me? Say it, I'm a carrier. Can I walk heavy up here this morning? Oh, my goodness. Christ is nigh. That's what I told you. Verse 8. But when the multitude saw it, you may be seated. They marveled and glorified God. Ooh, look at the last part of that verse. Matthew 9:8. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled. You met anybody marveled lately? I was walking through a beautiful place last week, and the man had hooked his RV up, in other words, a car behind, pulling the car. And this white lady was standing beside, and I was riding my golf car. I'd been praising God. I said, "Ma'am, how are you doing?" She said, "Fine." And she come closer to the golf car, and we just talked. You know, I said, "Ma'am, do you understand what it means to be born again?" She said, "I'm Catholic, you know." I said, "Yeah, ma'am, I've been Catholic too." But that's not born again, ma'am. It's an experience that you can have on the inside. And so then her husband's coming down the street. So when he got there, I said, "Sir, I know you're wondering what I'm talking to your wife about." I said, "I'm talking to her about a born-again experience." Now, that RV that they set up, they're ready to go out. He said, "Yes." I said, "Let me explain a little bit to you." He said, "Yeah." I took him to Romans 10, John 3:16, what I got saved off of. God so loved the world. I said, if you believe it in your heart and confess it with your mouth, you can get saved right now. He said, "Let's pray." I led him through prayer.
Yes, sir.
And they both got born again.
Yes, sir.
I said, "Now wait a minute, I got a pad I want to give you, a pamphlet I want to give you, the new birth."
Yes, sir.
"And the baptism of the Holy Ghost." He said, "No, my friend," he kind of thinking about his friend, you know. I said, "No, I'll beat you out there. I'll catch you at the gate." I took that golf cart ball, zoom, right away. I jumped in that RV and got that thing out. Oh, daddy, handed it to him to the window. Wow. Two boys brought a chair I wanted to my RV. They delivered it. I sent it back. I didn't like it. They got in the RV. I said, "Boys, y'all in here now. Y'all born again?" They didn't even know what it was. Got them born again. How many people you got born again this week? Your mind been on something else. Your check. How to survive. You're not telling nobody about Jesus. You're not doing your work. I just thought I'd throw that in. Look what it said in 9:8. "Which has given such power unto men." Do you qualify there? "Which has given such power." Or do your life showing that type of action? That a person says, "Wow, look how much power he got. Wow." You got it. You do have it, but you got to access and activate it. But that's what our life should be doing. Say, "Wow, look how much power God give that woman." That woman just spoke 10 words and then shut this thing down. I was reading in the book of Proverbs, say sometimes your words call for strokes. Stroke don't mean just have a physical stroke in your body. Your life might be in a stroke right now. Because your words are not right. You're saying the wrong words. And so your life is bound up with strokes. You're not moving in a power like God wants you to move. Hello. All right. I see. Let me take you here because I want you. I have 27 minutes. I want to give you something here that's going to change your life forever. Hallelujah. Let me now, since we're talking about seals, let me find some seals to give you here. Seal number one, and you take as much note as you can. Knowing how to live in the world of your spirit will produce the blessing of God in your life in a supernatural way. You want me to say that again? Huh?
Yes,
knowing how to live in the world of your spirit will produce the blessing of God in your life in a supernatural way. Everybody say living from within. The call to you is to stop living below your means.
Yes, sir.
Trying to function in religious ideal that has no power, only form and fashion. That's a scripture in the Bible. Paul writing to Timothy, the Apostle Paul, said, in having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. I think to a large degree, a large number of the body of Christ is the way they live it. Do this with me. We're not going to do that. All right, okay. You saw me? We're not going to do that. All right. All right, let's get another seal here. Today, you are being called by your Father to reign in life by the power of the Holy Ghost, being strong and victorious in every moment of your life. I'll give it to you again. I'll give it to you three times. You're going to get it three times. I'm not going to give you no more. Today, you are being called by your Father to reign in life by the power of the Holy Ghost, being strong and victorious in every moment of your life. I got a last statement of that. I'm going to let you write it a little bit, and I'm going to tell you what it is. But the last statement is, taking power or taking charge with a power that cannot be denied. Taking charge from within with a power that can't be denied. I dare you tell somebody I'm about to cause something to happen in my life. You see what I'm saying? I'm getting you to say these things for a reason. See, I'm getting you to say it to let you know you're getting something you can use. I'm about to cause some things to happen in my life from within. Look at me. The effect, the circumstances, and the situation can never stop the call. You call it. You call things that be not. You become fully persuaded that what he had promised, he's also able to perform. You know that Jeremiah 1, he watches over his word to perform. You know what Isaiah 55:11 said? His word will not return to him void. It will accomplish and prosper. You call it. Stop saying what you see. Stop saying what you feel. Stop saying what somebody else said. Say what he said. Stand on it. You can stand on it. He never said nothing he don't back up. He can make it happen for you. You're ready to get married, aren't you? Stand up. Lord, where that man at? Come on, get out here. Get out here. Lord, where that man at? We need to have that man show up. This woman is ready for a man. This woman. Yeah, I train them. Get that man attention. I got a good woman here prepared for him. When I lay a hand on her, the man gonna find her. I told you something gonna happen. She served my wife and I all the time. They're like, look at Janet. Look at Janet. Janet served us for years. God sent Janet prime rib. Janet's so happy. Janet got a matured man. A man ain't stupid. A man know how to take care of a woman. A man know how to talk to a woman. You know what I'm saying? That's what a woman want. A woman want a good man. You don't just want a man. See, they thought Janet wasn't going to get her man. Janet hung in here. Janet served Carol and I, stayed connected. Stayed connected. Stayed connected. But y'all need anything? That's what she said. Y'all need anything? We don't yell from her as much as we used to. But I don't mind. I'm happy. Go ahead on, girl, with your bad self. You know, God really loves you. I'll stop this whole service for you. Yeah, I know you're ready for him. I felt the vibration when I cut the corner. She said, I want my husband too. You women got their husband. Look at Ruth, that got her husband.
That's right.
Look, you're right behind you. All right, Father, we send that man.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, sit down. Let's go back to work. You're going to send it. Why? You're going to send it. What else you want to do up in your law? Come on, write it down. Sit down, write it down, because I don't have much time. Living from within will change everything without. To the rhythm of the good life. Living from within will change everything without to the rhythm of the good life that is ordained for you to live.
I agree. I receive it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What scripture are you using, Reverend? No one never seen it on this fashion. You don't know I read the scripture?
Huh?
I've seen strange things today. God gives such power to men.
Yes.
Those three premises.
Three premises.
I told you Jesus lived a supernatural life. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And he have given you his life so you can live a supernatural life. Now, you have those abilities in you. Mm-hmm. But religion's not going to put it out.
Right.
Tradition, and see, we got so excited when we learned a few scriptures.
Right.
Oh, we a Bible walking Bible with no results.
Right.
Walk. I'm a walking Bible. I know the word. Yeah? Uh-huh. What it producing? Huh? You've been knowing it for 35 years. What has it produced? I know you're going to heaven, you're a Christian, but it should have changed something else. I might have a clothes in a minute now. I don't have long. But my God. Who made that man move down here for Janet? Who led him to move down here? He ain't know Janet was up in here. That's supernatural. Y'all keep missing this stuff. It don't matter how long you throw your don't throw the towel in. No matter how long it takes, stick with it. Some women left yesterday. I'm going to the barroom. I'm going to find me a man. They ain't got nothing yet. They ain't got no real man. They thought Jesus wasn't good enough, fast enough for them, wasn't going to work it. So they left the church. I know two women. They said, we're going out. Go ahead on out, girl. Shoot. This boy got a good wife. When I first talked with her, I told my wife, that's a good woman. We talked about it. Where that boy work for? Come here and cut the grass all the time. Tommy found a good wife. I told Tommy, I said, look, boy. Don't be talking religion to this woman all the time, the Bible and all that. Talk to this woman. Don't lose. Don't lose this woman, boy. I checked myself. My wife said, how you doing? I said, glory to God. I said, no, I mean, you got to see something else every now and then, man. You got to whisper in her ear and tell her, you the one. I got that. Ooh, Lord, let me finish. Living from within will change everything without to the rhythm of the good life that is ordained for you to live. Many will be blessed from your inside wisdom flowing in their midst, walking in God's, your God nature, carrying an anointing that will destroy every yoke and remove every burden. Living a life of prosperity and abundance that cannot be denied. My Lord in heaven. Say this with me. I must release the supernatural
power of God
that is in me. Say it again. I must release the supernatural
power of God.
If I catch one of y'all not saying that, I'm going to slap you side of the head so hard. We're just going to fight. Because I spent too much time for this, man. Listen, I need to get you to say it. I must release
the supernatural power of God
that is in me. All right. Write this in your note. I have his ability and his authority. Turn to John 14. 14 right quick. John 14. I'm going to find a jumping off place here. Well, we got one husband. He got to show up. Sometimes it takes a little while because the people are stubborn, you know. God be telling them something. Ooh, that's too long. I ain't going to read all this. It's going to take too much of my time to read all this. So let me go to something else. Turn to 2 Timothy. I got to get this in, man. Yeah. God trying to take it to another. What's she singing? What is that? Mm-hmm. I know it that well. I want my Sam old song, me. Here's something you need to understand. Some of your relatives and some of your friends going to turn on you now if you want to go to operating the supernatural. Some of your good church member partners going to turn on you because they want you to be the same. So people are fearful of the supernatural because it cannot be controlled by man nor religion. Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. What did he give us? Why are we not having this like we should? It's from within. It's not what's happening to you. Oh, pick it up, Holy Spirit. In Mark 2:12, they was all amazed. In Luke 5:26, and they were amazed. Turn to Luke 4:32. Hallelujah. Who dealing with something up in here that they need to deal with? I just told you how to deal with it. You know what 1 John 4:4 said? Huh? You have overcome them, little children, because what? Where yet? In you. Within. A lot of time we're reading the Bible on the outside. A lot of time we're praying on the outside. Lord, just help me. Help this church. Look at Luke 4:32. Jesus kept pulling out a supernatural bag. And they were what? At his doctrine. Is that the one who said with weight, power? Is that the one? In the Amplified Bible. What did it say in the Amplified Bible? Now you can put it on the board. Give me the Amplified Bible of Luke 4:32. I don't think they won. And they were amazed at his teaching, for his word was with authority and ability and weight. Oh, hold that right there. Hold that right there. Hold that right there. Hold that on the board right there. Read that. You see, that's the way you're supposed to be talking. If you're talking from within, all demon power have to listen to you. All problem, all circumstances, know that your word has authority, ability, and weight and power from within. See, when you understand that, it not only does say the Lord, is I'm saying this. Because God have given it to me. See, when you want to speak the word, you got to speak the word in full partnership with God. You can't speak God's word and you're not in partnership. So you have to be anointed when you speak God's word, that the Holy Ghost can make you and God one. I'm not just saying this, God's saying this. God not just saying this, I'm saying this. I have the right and authority to speak it. Call things that be not as though they were. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. The next time you speak, the next time you teach somebody something, I want you to teach it in authority, ability, weight, and power. What I'm doing this morning, that's what I'm doing. I'm teaching with the authority that God have given me, the ability that God have given me. I don't have it on my own. Your words must have enough power to turn your problem upside down. Stop all this crying. Stop all this compromising. I don't know why, Lord, it's so hard. I dare you say you ain't got no money. I'll throw this thing at you. I'll pick all the money in the world, you talking about you ain't got none. If you listen to me, you'll have it. Stay connected. I'm not just up here talking. What? You saw the 32nd verse, right? All right. I'm going to read on down now. 33rd verse. I see I got a minute. And another hour if I want. And in the Son of God, there was a man which had a spirit of unclean devil, and cried with a loud voice, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Or thou come to destroy us?" See, they didn't know who he was. "I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." See, they knew who he was, the demon. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. Look at verse 36. And they were amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, "What a word is this? For with authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirit, and they come out." See, I'm just trying to show you. Jesus constantly pulled out the supernatural from within. The next time you deal with something, don't come from the outside. Pause a few minutes and let the Holy Spirit stir something up inside of you. Let the Holy Spirit tell you what to say. Let the Holy Spirit give you some wisdom and some insight. Then speak. We speak out of anger because we got nothing to say. Anger attracts the devil. You all mad, flustered. Say this: the supernatural life of Christ is in me. Supernatural power of the Holy Spirit is in me. Stand on your feet. Time to make a decision. Time to make a decision.